You're listening to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Become a fan of the show on Facebook, 1320 WILS Weekend Kickoff, or follow us on Twitter at WILS Weekend Kick. Dave Benton here alongside Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer. We'll get back to breaking down brackets in a little bit. We're going to take a break, though. We've broken down the West and the Southwest. We still have the East and the Southeast to go. But we want to take a little bit of break to talk the junk bin. There's a couple of things going on in sports outside of the Michigan area that I think we need to touch on. First of all, in the Big Ten, Jim Tressel has now come out and said that he has requested a 5-game suspension, not a 2-game suspension, at Ohio State to correlate with what's happened with his players. Now, here's my issue with this. If Jim Tressel had offered a 5-game suspension back in April, or not back in April, back when the team got caught, okay, back when the players got caught in December, when he said, you know what, I withheld information, so if the players are suspended, I should be suspended, then I respect it. Okay, or if he comes forward right from the beginning and just says what his players did, I would respect that. But when you are forced into saying this because you see all of the mud being slung at you, all of a sudden it's not a genuine request. It's not a genuine thing to say, oh, well, now I want to be punished just like the players did. Okay, that to me is not being fair. That to me, Scott, is basically saying, I'm going to wait this out, see what the NCAA decides, see what the public persona of me is, and then I'll decide whether I want to say I want a 5-game suspension or not.
We talked before about how he just kind of tried to get away from everything. Now he's just trying to mop up and still look good in everybody's eyes and say, oh yeah, I don't deserve preferential treatment, I deserve more. I hope the NCAA looks into it and lays down an even heavier punishment after this.
If I'm the NCAA, I am very, very angry that this was kept from me for this long, and even more angry that Ohio State, for the most part, is treating like this as a minor offense. And this is not a minor offense. When you have information about your players cheating, and then you play a full season out, you basically change the fortunes of the teams that you're playing for that entire year. You take extra money by going to a BCS bowl. You play those 5 players, although that was the NCAA's ruling, which was just silly right from the start. But you do all this knowing that you knew those players cheated right from the get-go. I would be absolutely furious if I was the NCAA, and I would want to make an example out of it. Okay, Jim Tressel is taking advantage of the system right now. He has been from the very beginning. It's turn a cold shoulder until you get caught, then see how it plays out, and then decide what public position you want to take. And that's not how you should handle things. If you had handled this right from the beginning, if you had done what Bruce Pearl did and just come straight forward and said, look, you know, I messed up or the players messed up and I'm reporting to you about it, I'm totally on Jim Tressel's side. But this is just a complete nightmare and complete bull.
You know what's even more of a nightmare? The way fans are reacting in Columbus, in Ohio, Ohio State fans. Kirk Herbstreit's moved Bruce Hooley from, I believe it's 97.1 down there, former writer for the Dispatch.
Yep.
He lost his job, basically.
Over disagreeing with what Tressel did.
Exactly, because fans took it way too far, took his opinion, and just kept ripping him apart. And I read some of what he wrote about his, well, it was a mutual thing they both decided it was best to stop doing a show.
Yep.
But the fans just took it so far, and it's just football.
Yeah.
And you're allowed to have an opinion. The dude messed up, and the dude, I'm talking Jim Tressel.
Yep.
And for fans to overreact that much, it's disgusting.
It's the way the culture is, unfortunately. You get a lot more of it down in the SEC than you do up here. But Ohio State fans are scared. They don't know what's going to happen. This could be a turning point in their program. They don't know what's going to happen, and they're scared. This season might be screwed for them.
So do you think the move by Tressel to ask for 5 is to look better for the NCAA?
No, it's to look better for himself. It's to look better for himself. That's all it is. He doesn't care. If he cared about the players and cared about getting treated equally with the players, he would have reported him back in April. Or he would have come forward when the players got caught and said, you know what, I messed up too. He doesn't care. All he cares about is what his public image is and whether he's going to be able to go and recruit guys still. Now, another point I want to get to real quick, talking about the NFL and the labor agreements. And, you know, a comment that I just read online just now on ESPN.com from Chiefs linebacker Mike Vrabel, talking about he thinks that the best way for the players and owners to negotiate is to cut Commissioner Roger Goodell out of the talks. This, to me, tells me how uneducated players are in this whole situation. Roger Goodell is your boss. Roger Goodell gets the final say. Okay? So whether you have him in those talks or not, he is going to either say yes or no to the agreements that you've come to. So if you look at it from that position, having Roger Goodell not there is going to make things go slower because you're going to come up with agreements, then you're going to take it to Goodell, and Goodell's going to say no, and then you have to start back at square one. Whereas if Goodell is there with you, helping negotiate, he can tell you right away whether he agrees with Mitt and whether he's going to let it pass or not. I just don't understand why you would want to cut the boss out who's going to make the final decisions anyway. It just seems like it's going to make things longer. When we come back, we'll talk Pro Day. Michigan State football had their Pro Day a couple days ago. Scott Eckersley was there, got plenty of audio. We'll talk about it next. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.